of the program. It's the live Christmas Eve edition of the program. Or if you're listening in Indianapolis on WXNT on Monday morning, well, we're not live. Of course, we're not live everywhere we are, thanks to all of our stations, whether they take us live or into late broadcast. It's good to be here. It's good to be doing a show when all those other shows would never dream of it. Most of the other people in this business, either they take the time off and there's what they call a best of, which is just a repeat. Or
and meanwhile, new content's coming out from Free Talk Live, and lots of people are going to lose their shows to Free Talk Live because it's so much.
Well, we hope so. We hope so. This business is a little bit like kind of vulturistic, I suppose, if I could use that word. Is there a word like vulturistic? In that, we kind of opportunize on the demise of radio shows. So I mentioned earlier tonight that our affiliate in Indianapolis, WXNT, is airing this program throughout the week following Christmas on their morning show, because their morning guy's taking the week off. But it's in advance of what's going to happen in January on Fox News Talk 1430 WXNT in Indianapolis. You're going to be able to hear Free Talk Live six nights a week because they've had our Saturday show on for a long time, for like 5 years. And now Fred Thompson, who's this old politician guy who I guess has an acting career at the same time, and he's a really old guy, and so he doesn't really have... Oh, I don't know, maybe the pep that you might want to have on a nighttime show. He's unless you want to put your listeners to sleep.
And that's who you're talking about.
Yeah. So he's leaving radio because a lot of these Hollywood guys, they can't hack it. They get into radio and it's like a hobby because they're plenty wealthy. They've done all these movies and they've got millions of dollars and they're getting bored with whatever their current hobby is. So they come into the radio business and they try radio. And so because they've got a name like Dennis Miller or Fred Thompson or something like that, because they've got a name, that'll get them picked up on a lot of radio stations. Oh, Fred Thompson's got his own show. Well, let's put him on. Even though he's not the best radio host, he's a name. And as it turns out, most of those Hollywood guys end up folding up shop after a year or two at the most. Yeah. Dennis Miller's one of the exceptions. He's been going now for, I think, like 3 years, maybe a little bit longer than that.
I think so. It seems like I've heard a little bit of Dennis Miller from some time back, so I believe so.
Maybe so. But nonetheless, we're going to be doing more over at WXNT, which is great. It's going to be great news, especially when we're live there. If you're listening to us in the morning, you can still interact with us. We're going to be on at night. So after 7 o'clock at night, just call the number we're giving out over and over again throughout the show, and you'll be able to talk to us. And then you can listen the next morning and hear yourself then. So
and you can talk
cool.
about anything you like on Free Talk Live.
Exactly. That is the point. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live New Year's, or not New Year's, but we will be live on New Year's. It's the live Christmas Eve edition, and we're here for you. So let's continue and go to Abel in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Abel.
Hi, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, you're on with Dalebert as well. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, what the heck is going on with Living Forum? I see that it says it's canceled.
Well, I'd recommend that later on tonight you grab the podcast to listen to the first hour of the show because...
Oh, you talked about it.
We talked about it in detail. We actually had Irina Goddard on, who's a former organizer of the Liberty Forum, and she kind of gave her thoughts on what was going on, and we speculated on what was happening and what might come out of this. But for those just tuning in... The Liberty Forum has been canceled for 2011 due to, I would say, poor planning and poor promotion on the part of the Free State Project.
It sounds like, in summary, and this is dangerous but to do because I'm probably going to miss something or say something incorrectly, but in summary, it sounds like not enough happened soon enough to make sure that it was all going to happen on track and be a really good event, and I don't think they wanted it to be a half-baked event. They wanted it to be well done, of course.
So there's nothing.
And then I think a little bit contributed to it was that there weren't as many early registrations as they were hoping or enough hotel room reservations and things like that.
So we'll see what comes out of this, Abel, as far as what the activist community decides to step up and do. If anything, I would expect there will be something to come out of this. It may end up being even better in the long run than the Liberty Forum. Or maybe we'll see a splintering where there'll be a couple of new events rather than just one more.
Yeah, and if there's more events, then maybe Liberty Forum. It's very likely, I imagine, that Liberty Forum will happen next year. They just, they'll figure out what went wrong this year and not allow it to happen next year, I'm guessing. Liberty Forum will probably still go on after this year. And new stuff may crop up because of this crisis, And I think it very likely will pop up, and then maybe we'll have more events happening, and that, I think that's just better, more choices, and for a lot of people, they're going to do everything.
That's true.
I'll probably still go to Liberty Forum, and I'll probably do the new events as well. So
there are some old events called the Alt Expo that may decide to take up the reins and do something with the time frame.
Yeah, well, whether somebody puts something together for late February or not, I think is another question. I don't expect anybody to be able to put an event together in that short amount of time, but we may see something in the middle of the year later on.
Well, if it's an unconference, it won't take as much planning. Maybe they can. I don't know.
That's true, but people still have to plan to travel, and they have to plan to get time off from work,
and
they have to plan to be there as well. Because we do want
that's a good
the purpose
point,
of these events is to bring people in from outside of New Hampshire. We can get together any time. Those of us who live in New Hampshire, it's not far to drive across
but
the state. We can do things.
You're
anytime.
Right. The Liberty Forum and Pork Fest are really there more than anything to bring people in who are interested in the Free State Project or want to find out more about it or who have signed up and just haven't moved
yet. It's a showcase of our community, of the liberty activism up here, and that's really what it's all about. So, Abel, anything else you want to share tonight?
I'm good. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Abel, check out, go to George Donnelly's blog and read up what he has to say about an unconference.
Yeah, he's got some interesting suggestions over at georgedonnelly.com. And thanks, Abel, for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. You know, we were talking about intellectual property last hour and how it is that some companies are being a little more open-minded to newer developments in the ways of distribution for their products than others. We've certainly seen it in the music industry where some bands like, I think, Nine Inch Nails have released...
Radiohead, I believe.
Radiohead's one of them, have released an album online. And some of them have done this pay-what-you-want method where you download the album for free and then you decide what it's worth to you. Maybe it's $2. Maybe it's 20, maybe it's 2,000.
It's kind of nice you can listen to it first and go, wow, that was better than I expected.
Absolutely.
You know, I was planning on paying $12, and I listened to it. It's so awesome, I'm going to pay $18.
If you think about it from that perspective, Dalbert, if somebody is able to try before they buy, that also, I think, is going to increase the quality overall of everything that is released. Because you don't have that. If you can try it before you buy it, you don't have that problem where you go and you buy an album at the CD store. You don't know what the heck what's on there. You know the single. You know, maybe one or two of the songs that are there. You don't know about the rest of the album.
Right.
It's a crapshoot as to whether or not that stuff's any good. Most of the time, it's not. So if bands or movie makers or software promoters know in advance that people are going to be able to try before they buy, they better be on their best game. They better program a software that's very good. They better make some music that's outstanding. Don't release some crap and put one good piece of one good song in there.
Sure.
You're get away with it.
It's always this sort of thing is always good for customers. It's what you're going to see. Is the industries that have a stranglehold on the industry, they're gonna be the ones putting up a fight about it because they're the ones that may be making a killing off of the copyright, off of the benefits of copyright for those people and copyright's gonna die. It's just gonna.
I hope so.
They're fighting it tooth and nail, but it's just the world we live in is just not doable anymore. And this is the reality people have to come to realize. It's not an issue of whether you think it's right or not, it's just not going to happen. And the industries that adapt are going to be, it's not even
they're
the industries,
win.
But the companies that adapt, rather, are the ones that are going to be successful, I think. And
it's a great way to cut out the middleman, as we were talking about before, where the software, instead of having to print out boxes and go with a manufacturer and a distributor and a warehouser and a wholesaler and all these other people that are in between, you're just going directly to your clients, which is why this software bundle that we were telling about in the last hour that has had over 200,000 downloads and the average purchase on this pay-what-you-want situation, where you can pay zero or you can pay $1,000, whatever you want, the average purchase is just over $7 or just under $8. But that's not a big deal because if it's their company and they're not dealing with anybody else in the middle and they're getting 100% of that $7 or make 97% after you take out a credit card fee, that's great. I mean, that's a tremendous amount of this, over $1 million.
Of course, another struggle I expect to see are people fighting to keep those jobs even when they're not necessary anymore.
That's probably where
a lot of jobs are going to go away because they're just not needed anymore, and those people can go do something else productive, make something else that we need really badly because we aren't going to need these things anymore.
You're right. I bet you that's where a lot of the people that are coming from that want to keep things status quo, those are who those people are. They're the people that know that they might be out of work if this stuff gets popular, and it is getting popular, and there's nothing they can do with the government to stop that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
a very wealthy U.S. citizen, is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You know, some of those features include our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to do that. That's news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via emailed updates or Twitter or Facebook. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now, have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Could save you a lot of money, and these attorneys certainly know how to milk you out of the dollar. So go to jurisdictionary.com to learn exactly how to win without a lawyer, and if you do have a lawyer, how you can make sure that lawyer is actually doing what he's supposed to be doing, as opposed to just layering on a bunch of unnecessary crap that he's going to bill you at $300 an hour for. So you can learn all of that over at jurisdictionary.com. It works for both plaintiffs and defendants, and you can minimize your legal fees and maximize winning. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy that an average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Get it at jurisdictionary.com. That's jurisdictionary.com. As we continue here, of course, we'll take phone calls about whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. So to continue on the intellectual property discussion that we've been having here tonight, there's a piece out of the Escapist, escapistmagazine.com, regarding somebody who has come out publicly against piracy. But piracy is just a nasty way of saying file sharing. And there's nothing wrong with sharing, especially when we're talking about ideas. There's nothing wrong, in my opinion, with the idea of information.
And I want to say information and data, because you're talking also sometimes about, yes, there are programs and things that have been constructed, and it's more than an idea, I would say. It's a construct, but it's an instantly replicable construct.
Correct.
That's the nature of this beast, and that's the fact that people have to deal with.
Replicable without any kind of degradation in the quality, in that you can distribute
and at no cost to the original producers. I mean, there's the presumption of loss of revenue, but you don't know.
No,
that's an ambiguous thing. You can't place damages on that.
Right. In fact, there's the possibility that you might get more revenue from allowing file sharing or for encouraging.
Quite possible.
So the story here from escapistmagazine.com, award-winning Norwegian author Anne Ragde found her stance against the evils of ebook piracy undermined just a wee little bit when her son revealed that she has more than 1,800 illegally downloaded songs stored on her iPod. Anne Ragde has done pretty well for herself. She's written several successful novels, won Norway's Brage Prize for children's literature, had her work translated into multiple languages, and even made into a popular television series. So it's not too surprising that she's no fan of ebook piracy, as it had a direct impact on her livelihood, or as that's what she believes. To that end, she wouldn't allow her latest novel to be released as an audiobook or to be translated into Russian and Chinese. You want to talk about just cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Pretty much.
It goes right back to what you were saying earlier, Dalebird. This woman has refused to allow her book released as an audiobook. She has just cut out every one of her fans that don't have the time to sit down and actually read a dead tree version of her writing. Luther, who is occasional co-host on the show, sometimes he hosts our Sunday Internet edition. He's my roommate as well, and that guy is busy. He's driving around. He drives for a living. He repairs copying machines, and he said something to me today about how he wanted to get something in audiobook form because he doesn't have time to actually sit down and read. By the time he gets at home at night, he's not in a reading mood. You know, he's ready to crash out to get some sleep. And he's spending at least an hour, two, 3 hours, maybe more than that, in the car every single day. So when you've got all that kind of time behind the wheel, you want to be able to listen to things. And certainly Free Talk Live is a good way to fill 21 hours a week. But some people want to use that time for audiobooks. This woman has decided that she is so against piracy, she's not even going to allow anybody to have an audiobook. It's just not even going to be created, because there's the chance that somebody's going to take it, rip it to MP3, and put it online.
Exactly. It's at that point, it's in data form, and it can be instantly replicated and so on.
So here's what she actually had to say in an interview with a Norwegian newspaper, Dagens, I can't pronounce that last word. Piracy scares the hell out of me. I do not know what to say. I lose sleep at night over it. I have figured out that I've lost $500,000. That's about 72,000
US dollars. This is presuming that she would have made this revenue, right?
That's correct. She's presuming she would have sold every book she believes that was downloaded.
And that's a fallacy, because just because someone downloaded something of yours for free doesn't mean they would have paid your price for it. Maybe they had a price in mind they would have been willing to pay, but maybe it's not your price.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you give someone the choice, and it's going to be a very difficult one in this world because it's going to always be possible to download it for free, but if you give someone the choice of either having it or not having it at a very specific price, and there's no competitors out there who can compete with that price because you have a monopoly on that specific product, you can't assume that because they downloaded it, they would have paid your price for it. So that's a fallacy to say that you lost that much money. You didn't lose anything, first of all. You're upset because you felt like you should have gotten that money, but you wouldn't have necessarily gotten it.
Maybe she should talk to Stephen King. I would love to look into how he did. I think it was Stephen King. And if I'm wrong about this, please correct me at 800-259-9231. But do you recall, it seems like it was several years ago, that Stephen King embraced this kind of serial distribution pay-what-you-want model, where he was releasing chapters at a time of his new book.
I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. The idea was that he would release a new chapter if he reached his fundraising goal of, okay, well, if you like the first chapter, here's what you need to raise in order to release
the second chapter. Sure, actually, that's a model I've talked about, too. Not that specific model, but the idea of releasing a chapter at a time, you've got people hanging on the edge of their seats.
Right, so they're going to want to
donate money.
Imagine, for instance, you and I were talking about this, I think, last night at the Festivus party, how if you have Netflix and you tune into a show at the time when it's all done, like you recently started watching Lost,
right?
And there's six
every
seasons.
Show is a cliffhanger.
Well, not as some of them have kind of lame-o endings, but yeah. but Lost, you know, pretty
just
great
about
show.
Every show is a cliffhanger.
Some of them have some really good ones, no doubt. But six seasons, that's a lot of television. And you're talking about how there's this this problem with Netflix where they've got it all there for you, and so
you can watch it any time.
You can just keep going and going and going, and it's like I said before, you know, it's 8 in the morning and you've been up all night watching Lost episodes. You've got to go to sleep at some point. And I've done this before. I did it with Dexter when I first started watching Dexter. The first two seasons were out, and I grabbed both seasons and I went through them in like 48 hours. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it was crazy. It's a little self-destructive as well. But my point here is that if you could buy television in the same way, if they just released the whole season of Dexter like that, you know, like, okay, pay as much as you want and we'll release the next episode tomorrow instead of having to wait a week,
right,
to get to see it. It probably all the fanatics would start shelling out money just so they could see the next episode.
There'd be someone out there like donating triple the recommended amount or something.
But this lady is still stuck in the old paradigm. She believes that piracy
reality is going to smack her in the face real soon.
I'll tell you more about what's happened to her, because again, her son outs her as having an iPod full of downloaded music. What a hypocrite. So it's okay to download music but not books? 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
There are five things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the five steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com Berkey.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Eve edition of the program. Time for your calls if you make them. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We've got about another half hour of the show left, and then you and I are off to Festivus Part 2.
That's right. Maybe Feats of Strength tonight.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
What does that normally
include? That's like the end of Festivus, so okay. That's the last part of it.
They actually have to wrestle the owner of the household. Or the head of the household is being called. So.
Right.
So that's fun. Good times here in New Hampshire as the Liberty activists gather for holiday season festivities of all sorts. Of course, you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the movement that we're involved in. Also, want to make sure you know about our webcam. You can go and watch, and you can listen at the same time. You can also interact with other users if they're in there. I'd imagine there are people in the chat room tonight. I haven't checked it out yet, though. There's usually folks in there every single night, whether it's a holiday or not. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to get logged in and watch and listen. All of it for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And you can also know that the cam is brought to you by Memory Dealers. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, NPACs, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling, and they're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. Memory Dealers, they're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. Go to memorydealers.com. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up what you want. We're telling you a story about a woman who has been busted by her own son for being a hypocrite. And I'm talking about the issue of piracy, so-called, or file sharing is a nicer way to put it, because nothing's actually being stolen. Piracy kind of evokes visions of, a pirate raiding a ship and taking all the gold doubloons and whatever other valuables there are off of it. But when somebody shares a book on the Internet, the person who had the book originally still has it. There's right. just another copy that's been made.
It's a pretty perverse notion of theft to call it piracy.
In no way is it theft, because right. the person who is sharing has chosen to share it, and the person who's taking from that sharer or copying from that sharer has chosen to copy it. So it's a completely consensual act in that case, and there is no loss.
Yeah, and she wants to be able to use aggression against other people, but she doesn't want other people to use aggression against her, which is why we don't have liberty today, is because that's the attitude of a lot of people. They don't want to give up their aggression against other people, and that's what copy law is about. Copyright law, that's what it's about.
They're not willing to honor their neighbor's choice, as Dr. Mary Ruart would put it in her book, Healing Our World. So let's continue with what this woman has to say. The Escapist at EscapistMagazine.com is reporting on this, how she is basically, because she's afraid of pirates, has refused to even release her latest novel as an audiobook. So basically just telling everybody that wants to listen to a book rather than read it, screw you. Because I'm afraid somebody might copy my audio CDs, I'm just going to not release any.
Yeah.
Just horrible.
I mean, she says that the piracy terrifies her. That's a very primitive mindset. That she's yep. not ready to, she's, you know, it's like, you know,
she's
you're still using typewriters to to write your papers. I mean, it's just get with the times.
She says, I can't stand the thought of someone stealing something. I look at Norwegian musicians who have to do live concerts. We have nothing to live on other than the physical product. Yet for some reason, Ragda had no problem, her name is Ragda, had no problem with admitting that she purchases counterfeit handbags. Her reasoning? She says, well, I feel that the genuine Prada bags have such an inflated price. So she's buying Chinese knockoff products, and that's
so piracy is okay if they're overcharging for their product.
And then things got really ugly. As she made a list of the many legitimate purchases she's made, presumably to defend her overall pattern of behavior, her son Joe decided to help out by reminding her about the iPod she apparently neglected to mention. She says, you have a pirated MP3, or he said at that time, that you have a pirated MP3 collection. We copied the first 1,500 songs from one place, and then 300 from another. Yes, as she admitted, there were a lot of things on the iPod. Professor Olav Torvund of the Center for Law at the University of Oslo said that Ragde made a fool of herself in the article, and that there was only one way she could properly address the situation: to buy all 1,800 tracks she had downloaded, burn the bags, and issue an apology. Instead, Ragde threw her son under the bus by blaming all the downloading on him. She said in follow-up comments, quote, the stuff on my iPod is not representative of my relationship with the music industry and the products they produce. I pay for music. She also claimed that her iPod was actually in storage in her cottage, but promised to delete all the music on it the next time she's there.
Wow.
Can you believe this woman?
She's trying to backpedal quickly, isn't she?
Wow, it's just amazing. And how do you do this? How do you justify this? If you are her, how do you have this one position publicly, and then privately you're engaging in the very behavior that you are railing against? It's like the Republicans that get caught, you know, doing gay things in the bathroom with their pages after they've, you know, been writing anti-gay legislation.
Yeah, pretty much.
How do you live with yourself like that?
I think a lot of people do that. I think a lot of people have what they say and what they do. And people have bundles of justifications for the things that they really want to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they feel like I think she, on some level, she realizes she's not harming anyone by downloading music. That there's no way that almost certainly she never would have bought that many songs.
You sure,
know? Like 1,800 songs. Do you realize how much would that cost?
That's a lot.
It's a lot. And would she have bought it? If she had to pay for it, would she have bought them? Probably not.
Maybe not all of them. Maybe not all of them.
Maybe some of her favorites. Yeah, maybe 20%. There's a lot of those songs that, like this is what I was talking about before, when she claims to have lost 500,000 kroners worth of revenue, I guess, possible revenue. She's assuming all those people would have bought her book had they not been able to get a copy of it for free. And that's just not the case. And I'm almost certain with her 1,800 songs that had she had to pay a buck for each one, or however it works out to, that she wouldn't have bought all those songs. She might have bought some of her favorites, because that was the only way she could have listened to them. But almost certainly she wouldn't have bought every single one of them. They were just available for, she was able to download 1,500 songs and just browse through them and listen to them and kind of figure out which ones she likes and which ones she doesn't.
And that's
she might delete some after she doesn't like them. And
it's okay. And it's okay that...
she knows on some level it is. She knows on some level she didn't hurt anyone. But she wants to be able to threaten people to make money off of her product.
She takes it personal when somebody downloads her book, but it should be okay for her to download as many songs as she wants. And then she blames her son. Oh, no, it wasn't me, and how dare he do that, and I'll just go and delete them right away. Sure, lady. Sure you will.
Not buying it.
Yeah. It's not like anybody's going to be auditing her MP3 player to make sure that that she's doing what she says she's going to do, as though that's going to make the situation any better. If she
and
had
who wants
any
to live in that world, you know, who wants to live in the world where they keep cracking down to stop this file sharing? I mean, that's going to be an
incredible. That's what they have to do.
It's
right?
going to be a police state, and it's going to be an incredibly impractical world to live in if they manage if they did try to do it, and people are still going to do it, first of all. But it's going to make the world miserable in the process
absolutely.
Of them trying to stop it.
You look at the occasional case where they will go after a kid or somebody's grandma or whatever, because they usually will go after the person whose name is on the internet connection, even though it might be going through a router and there might be five computers on in one household. You can't tell who downloaded the songs. You can't tell who was, even if you know which computer it went to, you don't know who was using the computer at the time. So how do you even place blame in this particular area? Nonetheless, they have brought people up on these charges, and you're right, Delbert. It does make people's lives worse. It's just ludicrous cases where a whole lot of money has been awarded to these record companies from people that in no way in their entire lives could pay the amount of money that has been awarded to these companies, just as a way to show the world we're serious. We're serious about keeping our old distribution models. We're serious about grabbing a hold of the past and never letting go. And if they keep going and keep doing this and attacking their customers, it's just going to hasten their demise, because people are going to see that and they're going to say, that's horrible.
It's always happening as new technologies come out. I mean, it's happening with, the printing press, with the radio.
The VCR.
There's a scare. The VCR. There's a scare. Like, oh, my God, this stuff is suddenly very readily available, and it's going to be, how are we going to make money anymore? And they do. They do. They keep doing it. Humble Indie Bundle is doing it.
Well, those who are willing to innovate. Those who are willing to innovate and embrace new
ideas.
They're
going to lead the rest of them.
So in the meantime, it's sad and amusing all at the same time to watch these old dinosaurs thrashing about as they go through their death throes, and that's what we're looking at here. All right, more coming up. Enough time for your thoughts if you make the call now at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
18 years ago, the CBS show 60 Minutes first examined the so-called French paradox, which suggested that the French, despite a high-fat diet and high consumption of wine, had a remarkably low incidence of heart disease compared with Americans. And a few years later, even the federal dietary guidelines said that moderate consumption of red wine can be beneficial. That special something in red wine is called resveratrol. It turns out that resveratrol supports overall cardiovascular health. Plants protect themselves from pests and other harmful elements with weapons like phytoalexins. So when you consume resveratrol, you're taking in those powerful phytoalexins to fend off fungi and bacteria. This oh-so-powerful compound is now available in an amazing tasting juice product called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice from a company called Genesis Today. This juice will keep you looking and feeling great and your body performing great.
To learn more about living healthy naturally and Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol, please visit genesistoday.com. Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart and SuperTarget locations.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow! I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this, the live Christmas Eve edition of the program. Still enough time for your thoughts if you make the call now. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that. One of the ways you can do it is by buying some gold and silver through our friends over at Midas Resources. When you go to silver.freetalklive.com, then you can order as much gold and silver as you might like. There are different types available. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves, and more. We've essentially created this easy way to get your hands on some actual gold and silver without having to get all mind-boggled by all the different purchasing options out there. You can just go to silver.freetalklive.com and snag what looks interesting to you. I can say I've purchased quite a bit of silver and a little bit of gold because it's easier for me to buy silver through Midas. They do them both. Go to silver.freetalklive.com. And don't forget, if you're going to order, it's always good to place an order for multiple pieces if possible. So like if you're going to order silver, don't just order 1 ounce, order 20, because you're going to get a better deal on the shipping in that case.
That's true of a lot of products.
Absolutely. So silver.freetalklive.com, or you can call them at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. Not only will you get gold and silver in your hands, rather than leaving it in the hands of the banks who are not holding on to it, from what we can tell, you get it in your hands, and it helps Free Talk Live, and it helps our syndicate, which helps get us on the 85 wonderful radio stations that we're on. And if you've been listening to us on Monday morning listening to us on WXNT in Indianapolis, then welcome aboard. This is a special week where we're going to be doing your morning show for essentially it's our night show being played back the following morning. So if you want to participate and hear yourself tomorrow morning, just call us tonight at 7 o'clock, after 7 o'clock at night Eastern. We'll talk to you about anything you want. So again, thanks to everybody who's tuning in on WXNT this week. I think it's a pretty exciting thing that's going on. So 800-259-9231, we go to the phones and the fun. Doug is in Minnesota on the Amp Lines. Hello, Doug.
Hey, happy Festivus. Hey. How was that?
Happy Festivus to you, too.
What is Festivus?
Festivus is a holiday for the rest of us.
The holiday or something?
As I understand it, I believe it actually came from a sitcom.
It came from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
But
that's right.
It's Festivus for the rest of us.
That's pretty cool, actually. I think it's funny. I think it's funny as hell. Hey, Happy Christmas, Merry whatever, and what's the Festivus greeting, do you say?
That
Happy
is a
Festivus,
good question.
I think.
Happy Festivus, yeah, I don't know. Or Festivus Miracle or something like that.
A Festivus Miracle, even when there's really nothing that spectacular going on.
Hey, it's so funny. I was driving here over to a friend's house who was from Wisconsin, and I had Midas Resources ship him several K of silver that I bought.
Oh, nice.
To avoid the state income tax. the sales tax.
Excellent.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Hey, this is sort of interesting. My boss, generous guy, lets all of his employees go volunteer at Feed My Starving Children. It pays us to go, and then we fill bags of super nutritious food and rice and dried veggies and protein.
Hold on a second, Doug. There's a charity in Minnesota called Feed My Starving Children.
Feed My Starving Children. Yeah.
Wow.
It's actually I think it's nationwide, and they just pump these meal after meal, you know, hundreds of thousands of meals to starving people. And, well, ours went to Honduras, and they tell you where it's going, and here's the pictures of the people going to. And
I was going to say, there's no way that this is an American charity. Like, they can't be feeding American kids because they are not starving. So,
Have you ever been to Duluth before? Those kids are starving.
There are hungry kids. There are hungry kids in America.
There's a difference between being hungry and starving.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. But this is just an interesting point that I always announce to my fellow employees when we're done, because they show us a video, and then we go, and for 2 hours we fill bags full of this food that feeds hundreds of thousands, and the semi-truck takes off that day down to a port in Florida, and off it goes to Honduras. My point is, now look, guys, they tell us that 94% of the money donated goes to the starving people in question.
Wow.
And your welfare dollar, only about 25 cents of that gets to the quote-unquote helpless people.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, I like that you put the quotes around that, because that's... Mm-hmm. We don't know how many of the welfare recipients are just scam artists and don't actually need the money and might be using it to buy crack cocaine or something like that. You never know. How many of the people that are actually receiving welfare are actually hungry, are actually sick, are actually, you know, in need of assistance?
Right. Yep. And I like to point that out. Everyone nods and says, oh, yeah, mm-hmm, great, yeah, good, good. And now most of them agree with me. And it's a great argument when people say, we should hand over compassion to, you know, churches and charities and these things. Oh, we don't have any infrastructure. I'm going, wait a minute. If Feeding My Starving Children can get this money, this food to Honduras, and only use 6% of their donations as to run their business, we have a huge infrastructure that is ready to go and deliver compassion and food and help to people who need it.
Yeah, it's a great observation that the people that support the government and they support the idea that violence is necessary to help people that that need help always point to how, well, the government's big. You can't prove that the private market could do these things that the government does, because there's nothing that's big enough in the private market to do the things the government does.
Yeah, one day I want to do a speech. I want to do a debate with someone about that. And they say, well, who's going to deliver the compassion? Who's going to help people? And I'm just going to whip out a yellow... Turn open to the CHs and just read off the number of churches and charities. There's page after page after page of infrastructure ready to help.
And there was more.
A more compassionate way.
There was a lot more before government started taking that over. The infrastructure was massive. The private charitable infrastructure was massive, and it started phasing a lot of it out. They couldn't get rid of it completely, thank goodness for that. But they phased a lot of it out as government was taking over more and more, and people felt like, well, I'm paying taxes for this, and the government is supposed to be doing that. So, and then they don't have as much to give to charity because we're getting to where we're having to live on less and less. Our money is going not as far all the time. The inflation tax is happening, all these other taxes, and we're living on we're trying to squeeze by with less and less and be able to buy less and less with the money we have, and people just don't feel as charitable after all that.
Yeah, and the last point it was really important to me. I said, I asked the organizers, I said, hey, where does this food go when it hits the shores of Honduras? Does it go to the government down there and they distribute it, or... Yeah. What? And they said, nope, it goes to the missionaries and the churches. So, I mean, that's a pretty good indication that's going to be a better situation. I got to run, guys.
Absolutely. Doug, thanks for the call, and happy holidays to you, sir. Appreciate you dialing in tonight to share that at 800-259-9231. That's a really important question to ask a charity, because you want to make sure that the help is actually getting into the hands of the people that need it. Whereas with, like, the government, all these people that advocate the government helping people around the world, like through foreign aid, they don't understand that money's going to governments.
Some of them are very corrupt, and some of them are it's not getting to the people at all, or to very little extent.
You know, imagine an African warlord, for instance, just to take one example of corruption and violence. The idea that you're going to be able to send $1 billion or, you know, several million dollars to that government and have it reach the hands of the people that they're warring against? I mean, that's not going to happen.
Even food. I mean, food is getting stolen by those warlords.
Absolutely. That food's going to go to the warlord, or the food's going to go to the president, or the whoever it is that's in charge of that government.
They may turn around and try to sell it to these impoverished people who can't afford, who can barely afford anything, and turn around and try to make money off of that, you know, because it's probably more than they need for...
At the very least, that money is going to go... If it's money that goes down there, and I believe it usually is when it comes to the federal government, they're just sending money. Foreign aid is typically, from what I understand, billions and billions of dollars they're sending over there. And that goes into the government's funds. And they use that money to buy BMWs to drive around in. They use that money to spend
more
to buy
government jobs.
Right, and to buy food for their soldiers that are oppressing people. So if you really want to help people... The government is not the way to do it. You should not feel good. Some people will tell themselves when they pay taxes. I remember I've done a bunch of tax day outreach. And every so often, most of the time, people are really friendly to you. They really like the fact that you're out there. But every so often, somebody will flip you the bird, or they'll say something nasty to you, and I'll ask a question like, well, wait, you actually like paying taxes? Yes, I love paying taxes. It's my duty, and it's good. It helps people, and blah, blah, blah. I feel good about this. Okay, that's good. But maybe if you knew where the money was going, you wouldn't feel so good about it anymore. Maybe if you knew that the money was actually going to, you know, to conflict, to support people that use violence against others. Maybe you wouldn't feel so good about it anymore. But it's always easy to just close your eyes and pretend like those things aren't happening, right?
Yeah.
So, hey, we're out of time for tonight, Dale. Or Dalebert.
Yep.
Thanks for being here. And you can go to Dalebert's website and anarchyinyourhead.com. We will be back tomorrow for the live Saturday edition at freetalklive.com. If you're listening to this in Indianapolis on WXNT, then we'll be back tomorrow morning. You'll be listening to the Tuesday or the Monday edition. Thanks. See you then.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.